Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by Brent Innocent. Unfortunately, today we have a bit of more of a somber topic. The state legislature mandated cuts brought by HB 265, which aims to cut $60.5 million from universities across the state, has unfortunately reached Utah State University Eastern, and it's hit the theater program. So Brent, I appreciate you coming in to talk about this. Despite the emotions kind of being still raw, this is still less than a week old.
Yeah, very raw. We got the email. I got the same email that everybody else did on Friday afternoon. My phone started blowing up about noon, and people asking, "You okay? Are you okay? What's happening? What's going on? Have you read the email?" And I hadn't seen the email yet. And then I see the email, and it felt like a gut punch. I mean, literal gut punch. I was kind of wrecked for a minute. This came as a surprise. Everybody on the email list, we found out at the same time, from the top down to me. There was no pre-conversation, there was no warning, there was no, "Hey, this might be coming," anything happening. In fact, our AVP, the department head, the dean of Kane College of the Arts, we all found out at the same time that this was happening. So after the initial gut punch and reeling from the shock of that for a minute, I was able to talk to the department head up in Logan, the dean of the Kane College up in Logan, and Doug Miller here on campus with our AVP. And they all assured me that we will teach out the current degree cycle. So that gives theater one more year.
Yeah, that's something that, despite how awful this is, I like how the university has given that teach-out period for these programs and degrees that they're phasing out. Because as a total at USU Eastern statewide, this is $17.3 million in budget cuts, both from HB 265 and previous budget cuts. And this is something that you knew that no degree really felt safe. This was something that you look around, it could have been anyone. And so, did they explain to you kind of the methodology that was used when determining this decision?
Unfortunately, I haven't gotten those answers yet. The president's email said, "Based on data and such, we have, this is our proposed list." What that means is, I have no idea. What that means for the program is, honestly, they looked at numbers of graduates, numbers of current students. This is all public knowledge, and this is all that I know, but how that was determined is a mystery. And we just want some answers. Why us? Why theater? With the legacy of theater in Carbon County, with USU Eastern dating back to 1939 from Carbon College days, theater is one of the original offerings outside of general education going back to early Carbon College days. So there's a very strong legacy, and it does affect the community.
You know, this is something I remember all through growing up in Emory County, coming over to USU Eastern, watching plays in the Geary Theater, in the Black Box Theater. It's something that it's going to be hard to replace, and now we know that those facilities have been recently upgraded as well, so it's kind of a mystery, too, as to what they're going to be doing with those.
Yeah, that's still one of the questions on the table. What happens to the theater assets? The likely assumption is that USU Logan will take the costumes, props, furniture, other various equipment, but then we have a beautiful black box in the CIB that's just going to sit empty. The Geary will still get some use with community events and dance and choir and other things on campus, which is great, but what a blow. What a tough one.
let's talk about the students for a second, because this is, like you said, one of those original programs at USU Eastern dating back to the Carbon College days. What kind of impact do you see this having on the current batch of students?
The current freshmen, which will be able to finish out their degree next year, they're absolutely gutted by this. This is the news was tough for them to take, but they're excited, they're relieved, they're grateful to be able to finish out their degree here in the program that they started with. And most of them at that point will transfer to Logan main campus and continue their degree in theater. Others will choose other options and go someplace else and do other things. But we have a year, and that's awesome.
You know, having that year, as bad as the situation is, it's nice to know that you at least have that year for these students and for you guys to really go all out with this program. Now, looking at just community impact, student impact, is there any recommendations you'd give for them to try on how to try and process this? Or what advice would you give them?
Well, at this point where we don't have any answers and the email from the president does say proposed programs, maybe there's a chance we can stay the execution. And the method on that at this point would be sending letters to the provost and to the president in support of the program. And I know that there's a lot of community people who have supported the program over the years, maybe graduated from the program, and have a lot of strong memories tied to USU Eastern, CEU, Carbon College Theater. And maybe we can stay the execution, and maybe we'll just have to accept our fate as it is. I'm not sure yet.
And now, Brent, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Thank you for your support over the years. Thank you for your continued support. We'll still be here next year. And right now, we're seeing where we can go and what we can do, and we appreciate your support.
Well, Brent, we appreciate what you and the theater department have done for our community over the years. Truly has left a lasting legacy in Carbon County, Emory County, and beyond. And again, our guest was Brent Innes, and we were talking about the proposed cutting of the USU Eastern Theater Department as part of the state legislature-mandated cuts brought by HB 265, which aims to cut $60.5 million in college costs across the state. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.